Is there anything that is going on right now that we as Americans should be really concerned about right now, today?
Well, I think, that's a difficult question to answer because, you know, for 2-3 years we've been saying, you know, it's not looking good. There's rumors of attacks. There's this and there's that. So it kind of makes a person gun shy to say, I'd be careful to go to Chicago because, you know, or New Orleans or what, you know, pick a city. But I think what we're looking at here is, I think it's a little bit more sinister than that. I think that for decades, and hopefully the people will understand when I say the sinister nature of this. I think for decades we've been seeing a planned operation in progress, an infiltration of people who are not our friends in key government, key private installations, key positions, for instance, within the, just to give you an example, into the, like a nuclear reactor, the water supplies, the military. I think we're seeing an infiltration, an insinuation of our enemies into these areas to such an extent that when things start going bad, when the commands are given, and that phrase is trite, but when operations begin, I think that these people will be in a position to really screw up our infrastructure. So I think what we have to be looking at is the enemy within, in addition to the most obvious threats from the outside.
Well, Douglas, these are going to be really, I think, some tense times for all of us. And let's hope, and I think, again, one thing that concerns you and me and so many other people, there are people out there that are making a small fortune on the misery of this whole situation, and that bothers me.
Absolutely. I'm not sure about specifics, which you might be referring to, but definitely, when you're talking about...
I'll be specific with some companies that are getting no contract bids.
Oh, absolutely.
And things like that.
That bothers me, too. I mean, you know, we've got... in private industry, I've never heard of that, a no-contract bid. I mean, I've never heard of the ability for a company to go in. Exactly, you're exactly correct. There's a lot of profit being made by people that shouldn't be making them, that are also having their hand in the decision process of our military assets, and that's very sinister and evil too. Absolutely.
Yep. And the fact that some of these companies are directly related to people who are in positions of power to make things happen, that bothers me too.
Absolutely.
And then when you look at everything, then you try to look at a picture, and I'm looking at it in two distinct different pictures, and this is what is so baffling to me and to millions of other Americans. There is a part of me that wants to be so convinced that this quest to get terrorists is so real that we have to do it, we have to go after them, we have to destroy them. Then there's another part of me that says, who created the terrorists? You know, what group of people who are so manipulative, so power hungry, just created episodes so that terrorism could flourish, turn their eyes, turn their cheeks when they knew things were going to happen. And we've got information that clearly shows we were aware of 9/11. We just didn't do anything. That bothers me, and I think this country is divided right down the middle, and there are camps on both sides.
It bothers me, too. I think that to politicize the terrorist events of 9/11 and before is unconscionable. I think that you're correct. I think America is split down the middle. Republican, Democrat, Independent, it should have no bearing on this at all. I would like to think, and I believe, I know there are a lot of good first responders, the people in the field, field agents for the intelligence agencies who are patriotic Americans, who are true Americans. But then, you know, you have to wonder, the people behind the desk, the people that are calling the shots, you have to wonder their motivation and true intentions. I think that there is obviously some duplicity there, not necessarily everywhere, but in some certain areas that, and I think that's what's so confusing. You know, if quite frankly, when we look at the we look at certain events and we're confused by them, there's always,
well,
you know,
God help us all, Douglas, if they're using us for personal gain.